I was headed over to Kay to buy that diamond ring. A diamond ring that means forever. I don't know. Oh, I go there every now and then and look at the beautiful diamonds. And sometimes the clerk will look at me and say, "Can I help you, sir? Would you like to buy an engagement ring?" I look at him and say, sure, I'd love to buy one. There's only one problem. I'm so alone. Oh, 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 oh. Ever since you broke my heart. Oh, 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 oh. Ever since you tore that thing apart. Oh, 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 oh. I'm just so all alone. Give me my yum 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 yum. Yeah. I just can't seem to make it click. I try. Last night, for example, I was so lonely, I went to the lover's lane and I snuck between the cars, listening to the sound of your boil infested porkers. And so I finally got the courage and I started peeking in one of the windows, and there was a bold, proud, bulky looking man wantonly taking a very beautiful young girl, and much to my surprise they smiled when they saw me looking in the window. So I kind of grinned conspiratorially and I said, "Hey buddy, I'm next." He just kind of grinned back at me. He said, "Okay, take off your pants and grease up. I'll be right with you."
Oh, God. Not funny. Not funny at all. Not a disconcerting.
This man wrote the book on craziness, and he will be signing autographs right after the show. Grease, DC 101.
Hey, it is time.